you tell a child you're not doing what you
are supposed to.
Or another way of saying that.
What you were told to. You're not, I didn't raise you in a barn.
Or,
oh.
If the corn was a little short this year, you'd say, well, at this time of year, if what to be taller, it
ought to be.
And the child got a whipping, you'd say, well, I bet he did something he
shouldn't oughta.
Huh?
Shouldn't oughta.
Okay. And someone, if you were doing some work, it's pretty hard work, you were doing it by yourself, and all the time a friend was just standing there watching you. When you get through working, you say, instead of standing there, you know, you might
have helped.
And someone asked you if you'll be able to do something next week or sometime, you say, well, I'm not sure, but I
might could.
Okay.
I say Mike could, yes, I very definitely do.
Okay.
My mother screams all the time.
Oh, your mother was a teacher?
She, well, as I said, she moved to East Texas in 1923, and she never heard anyone say Mike could until she came to East Texas, and she thinks it's a horrible expression. It says exactly what I mean. I might could do it, and I might not be able to do it.
And the kind of bird that can see in the dark
is an owl.
What different kinds of owls are there?
Oh, there are hoot owls and screech owls and barn owls.
What's a barn owl look like?
Well, it's got a white bar around its head.
Does that the other owls don't have? Or?
Yeah. Owls all look pretty much alike to me. Now there's a horned owl that's got little pointy, they look like ears, but its feathers stick up.
And a kind of bird that drills holes in trees.
It's a peckerwood.
Okay. Any other names for those?
Woodpecker, if you want to be correct about it.
Do you ever hear a name for a large woodpecker?
No.
Did you ever hear the word peckerwood used about people?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Oh, somebody that keeps after something.
Is it insulting or?
No, it's not insulting. It's someone who really keeps after something and is really sort of a complimentary term.
You mean like saying that the person is?
Well, they keep digging at getting facts out of people, or like a woodpecker would digging after a worm.
And a kind of black and white animal that's got a real strong smell.
It's a skunk.
And say some animals have been coming and getting your chickens. What general name, you didn't know exactly what kind it was, what general name would you have for the kind of animal that does that? You say, I'm going to kill that. Do you ever use the term farm? Farmer?
I've heard it. No, I wouldn't say that.
How have you heard it used?
Well, it's maybe coyotes or recently wolves, just any kind of a depredatory animal.
Mm-hmm. People would call them
varmints.
And a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees
is a squirrel.
What different kinds of squirrels are there?
Well, they're cat squirrels and they're fox squirrels mainly.